Thank you, Ms. Nelson, for having me today. Hi, everyone. My name is Lena from Leaping Lotus. I'm so glad to be here. I know you guys are all on mute, so I'll do most of the talking, but Ms. Nelson invited me to your class today because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm sure you all know that. And she asked me to come and talk to you guys a little bit about what meditation is, about what breathing is, and stress, and all that kind of stuff. So let's start by think about something. What makes you happy? Maybe it's a favorite song or just music in general. Maybe dancing, maybe playing sports, maybe your dog or the outdoors. Something, whatever it is, whatever makes you happy. Just think about that for a moment. And then think about this word that we all know, stress. Ugh, what is stress? Stress is a lot of homework. Stress can be siblings sometimes. Families can be stressful in moments. Even our friends could be stressful. Sometimes life is stressful, right? Right? We're having this pandemic and it's all weird that we're doing school online now and like so much stuff. And even social media, you know, we never get a break, right? There's like all this stuff and you go home from school and video games and chat rooms and everybody messaging you. And even though, you know, we're trying to keep up with it all, think about how that makes you feel, keeping up with it all. It's a lot, right? Think about how your body reacts to all of this. You know, you missed messages, and think about how important it is. And maybe think about maybe what's not so important. Just, you know, little things to think about. And now let's talk a little bit about breathing. So breathing is a really important thing. How do we all breathe, right? So we all breathe, and if you can watch yourselves in this video, you can watch each other, just take an inhale and an exhale and just see what happens. And notice how your shoulders are going up and down, and so we're getting all this breathing in up from our shoulders. So what's happening there is you're actually breathing with the top part of your lungs, and you can all feel it, right? So feel how it almost feels like you're not getting enough air. Like the breathing is almost hard in a way. And it might give you a feeling of, oh God, I'm not breathing enough, or I can't get enough, or maybe some anxiety, something like that. So now just bring your hands and put them right over your navel, right over your belly button, your lower abdomen there. And maybe bring your middle fingers together so they're touching. You know, we don't need to be so fancy, but something like that. And you're going to try your hardest to keep your shoulders down when you breathe. So when you inhale, you're going to let your belly expand into your hands. So your fingers might come apart. And then when you exhale, the fingers are going to come back together and you're going to pull that navel back in. And do that a few times. See what that feels like. Inhaling and exhaling. And then maybe go back and try that shoulder breathing again, right? Where we're lifting up and we're really forcing, taking in a lot of air through our shoulders. So feel how it's totally different. And then go back to the belly breathing, let's call it that. So the reason why the breathing is much more effective when it's lower is because your diaphragm is there. And your diaphragm is located right below the bottom rib there. And so it's like a pump. And it gives you the ability to get lots of air in and really release a lot of air on the exhale. When you're breathing using the shoulders, the diaphragm isn't really working that well. It's much harder to get air. So that's one thing we can do, right? We can just stop and breathe, and we can do this a few times a day. And another thing we can do is, like, when we're breathing, maybe inhale to the count of four and then exhale to the count of four and inhale to the count of four and exhale to the count of four. You know, so think about now you're breathing and you're practicing this little kind of new thing you learned. And go back to thinking about what makes you happy. So as you're breathing, thinking about whatever comes to mind. It could even be a favorite sweater. Or maybe the most favorite breakfast that your mom makes you, or the most favorite dessert that your mom makes you, or something. Could be a shiny day, could be a rainy day. And notice how your whole body changes when you think about something happy. Feeling like it's easier to breathe and your body kind of relaxes a bit. See if you can feel that happening. And then keep doing that. And if you want to keep your eyes closed, you can. But we'll talk a little bit about what meditation is. And so there's all this confusing stuff about meditation. And everybody thinks that you have to sit with your legs crossed and bring your thumb and first finger together and say Om and close your eyes and sit super still and super quiet, and that's meditation. Well, that's one kind of meditation, and that may work for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. So meditation really is something that brings you joy, something that's going to take you out of your life, something that's going to take you out of your thoughts. If you're thinking about that exam, you know, thinking about that test or your school project, or, you know, maybe you have a big game coming up, right? Something that's going to give you some peace in the middle of all this craziness. And I like to call that meditation in motion. So here's a good example of meditation in motion. You're in the kitchen, and I don't know if you love to cook or not, but just as an example, maybe just you're making your favorite thing and you're super excited about it and you're singing while you're making it, and you have some music on in the background and you're chopping, but you're so focused on what you're doing that you're just loving it. You're right there, like, in the moment, feeling so great about what you're doing. That's actually a meditation. So think about whatever it is. Maybe it's kicking a soccer ball. You know, when you're outside and you're just kicking a ball, and it's kicking that ball, but really with like a lot of heart and a lot of, you're focusing and you're breathing with that ball. Maybe a big inhale as you're kicking that ball and an exhale as it releases. That's meditation. So what's not meditation is, oh my God, I'm just going to throw this together. I don't care what it tastes like. I'm just going to just mesh all this up. I don't care what these vegetables look like. I don't even need to eat them. Just mesh it all together. Hurry, 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 hurry. And I'm going to eat standing up, and I'm just going to gobble it up and run out the door. That's not meditation. You know, meditation is something that you bring your attention to. You bring your presence, your awareness to it. You know, nothing that's rushed. you know, or oh, this stupid homework project, like, oh, I don't want to listen to this teacher anymore, I don't want to do this, and blah, 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 blah. That's not meditation. Meditation is, okay, so let me see how I can look at this differently. All right, I have to do this. Let me sit and think about it. What comes to mind? And see how that already starts to change the perception of it all. So it's an inviting. It's an inviting joy. It's an inviting happiness. It's inviting playfulness into something. That's meditation. So meditation does not have to be sitting. It can be walking. You can just go for a walk to your favorite place or to your favorite park. Maybe you're walking your dog. Maybe when you're walking, you're just doing that breathing that I showed you that we were talking about a few minutes ago. Maybe it's that nice inhale, counting to four, and that exhale, counting to four. And you're feeling the sun. And you're experiencing your feet connect to the dirt. And you're breathing in the fresh air. And you're hearing the birds. Maybe you're even imagining what the birds are saying to each other. They're having this whole conversation. And you're smelling flowers, fresh cut grass. And then all of a sudden, a walk becomes an experience, becomes a meditation. So you can turn anything into a meditation. So going back to what makes you happy, and think about that. And now let's put everything together. So think about your breathing. You can do this right in your seats wherever you are now. And practice that breathing. You know, notice. Just check in with yourself and see if you're breathing really high in the chest. Are the shoulders coming up to your ears? And if they are, just relax them. And then go back to that inhalation with the belly out and the exhalation with the belly in. And give yourself time, like this takes time. And maybe you want to do this laying down. I don't know. I mean, you are in the middle of class, so maybe not. But you can give it a try. Right? So somebody typed in, you know, I asked the question, what makes you happy? And I got a lot of great things. Somebody said outdoors. Somebody said the beach. So let's take both of these. So we're outside. And we're on a beach. Maybe we're on a beach walk. And so you're feeling the feet in the sand. And you're just walking along. Inhale and exhale. And you're hearing the waves. Maybe you're even feeling the water as the waves wash up onto the sand and back. Your feet are getting a little wet. And you're just walking along. You can hear the seagulls, and you're watching them come down and then fly away again. And you're hearing the noise and chatter of some people in the background. and everybody enjoying the day in their own way. And the sun is warm, feels so good. Making you happy. And you're just breathing, listening, seeing, feeling, having the whole experience. Maybe your dog is with you, if you have a dog. And as you walk, you're just swaying a bit, feeling the sand squishing in between your toes. Maybe you want to run. Maybe you want to just stop for a moment and watch the ocean. Feeling the gentle breeze coming off the water. Just watching the waves. Feeling the water at your feet. Feels so good to be outside. It's not crowded at all. There's lots of space. Just enjoying the day. And your family's waiting way in the back on a towel, somewhere on the sand. And you're just staying with the breath, enjoying the moment. Inhaling belly out and exhaling belly in. Inhaling belly out. And exhaling belly in. You can almost feel how your body starts to kind of gently move with the waves. Really subtle, but you can feel. You maybe almost start to imagine yourself as a wave. May you gently, slowly start to walk again. Feeling so happy, so peaceful. Enjoying the experience. And that is a beautiful meditation. So easy. And slowly opening your eyes. And so sometimes we make meditation this big thing that we think is so hard. And it's just as simple as getting out of your head, experiencing something new. So try that. And then the last thing, maybe, I don't know if you have space in your bedroom or somewhere in your house, maybe, make a little space for yourself with your favorite things. Maybe a favorite pillow that you can kind of put on the floor, or, you know, just a space where maybe you want to listen to your favorite music, where you want to journal if you like to write. So you have to find whatever kind of makes you happy. And there's no perfect time of day to do this. So you could try it in the morning, you can try it, you know, at night, or maybe after school, whatever works. So yeah, so things just to think about again, what makes you happy. And you know, when we're stressed, right, we forget about all these things that make us happy. It's like all goes out the window. And there's all this stuff happening on social media. And it takes us away from what makes us happy sometimes. You know, everything is a balance. There's some happiness in all of it. But when is it too much? You know, when have we played video games and it's too much video games? When have we been in chat rooms for hours and it's too much? So think about these things. Think about how your bodies feel, how your eyes feel. Do your eyes feel really tired? Does your body feel tense? Are you having a hard time relaxing and falling asleep? They're all good things to think about. And then practice the breathing that we showed you, super simple. And then all you do is just focus on something that makes you happy. That's it. So if anybody has any questions, let me know. And hopefully we can get together again. And you can reach out at any time. You know, you can just send me an email, leapinglotusfit@gmail.com. And I'm sure you can also ask Miss Nelson, and she can get in touch with me. I hope you have a great day. Hope you're happy and enjoy the rest of your school week. Bye.